Extension, et cetera, et cetera. You have to keep as much of the maintenance part of the field as you can.
Well, keep that up, but it's gonna come into the campaign committee apparently.
Oh, it has to be.
They just have so much stuff, and there's no way anything you can do to turn it off, it's worse.
Of course, oh, absolutely.
And, so now it's another kind of cut it off before it gets essential, which everybody agrees to be very important. Cut it off at the booter level and not be close to that.
Kind of good, yeah.
That's a, yeah, sometimes, city, well, there's some questions of whether you can. Come on, Dean, and if you're gonna, or you have to.
Very tough. The professional is just gonna say, well, this wasn't here, and this is pretty,
I guess, see, he has the authority, they know he has to, he says the problem we've got, but Bureau people of the Peterson, the problem we've got, people there, they're all your, you are honest, you know, they're all honest.
Tell the truth.
Yeah. When we deal with mafias, mafia people and all that, we have a hell of a time because they don't have a lot. It doesn't bother them, because your people are not that tight, and they, it's so obvious when they drive a lot, or they,
sure.
You know we've got mafia types just flatly say yes or no. Never bad, right?
What is the timing? Of course, that's.
John's view is that we ought to get the things done with as quickly as we can, give it the maximum amount of time to get.
Budget.
Number. Maximum amount of time to get well.
The later it comes better, also, we can,
we don't know how long we can string it out, we can have some effect in accelerating. And it's probably better to get,
yeah.
Get it done in this period, get it over with. It was good not to have had before the next graduate convention.
Yeah.
Probably better to take whatever losses we can take.
Yeah. Just a goddamn shame about the Kruger. I called,
I thought rather than checking on the synopter.
No, there's first time. Checking for,
Came out very well.
I checked with Rizzo. I said, well, do you think the law enforcement about any Frank Sinatra number that I did? She said, it's fine. Film Association, and I said, just great. Good, so I called Sinatra. My title. I did read one part of it. So much better than what the place.
He said,
you prefer any of my guys to. We're not stuck on it. We're not stuck on it. We can still do it. We don't need a. What I was thinking of was something we might accomplish, but why not do it in the East Group and tell us?
less effect on a couple thousand acres and more effect on a couple hundred thousand, a couple of millions, instead of both. A lot of time. But it's not just the time, it's not trying to have an effect on a lot of people, you got that, with a lot of them.
Well, any of that, I got to show you where it is.
He did agree to do it. If the 10th of August works out, which is what the Department of County is about, you have to fly over and fly back. That Kennedy Center is available on 9/30, 9/30 August. Did you say we were talking about a dinner at the White House first?
Yes.
Is that, he'd still be the honored guest or an honored guest at the White House dinner? And then go over to the center, he likes to, all the way first. Do you have parallel or one sort of thing?
I suggested that was the first one. Some of the songs.
Yeah, that'd be good. Either way, it'd be great, frankly, I think, we don't, I think on square, he's comfortable with that. But we could even at least discuss it with him, see next about it, and see how you would. Isn't that all, it's just all hot, it's spoiled by California. Yeah, it's pressed, it's running wild today.
Well, we announced Kissinger, in Paris, we might just announce it. We're calling them off, it's very low key, that's a question one of them. Kissinger didn't want to last six and a half hours, and that, further meetings would be announced when they held. I said both sides would agree that, we're starting to deal with the assumptions of these people.
That is good, I'm just trying, I'm going to try to hold on to this one.
There's something new here, isn't there? Heard the meetings, and does that mean?
I have already talked to Dave Bob about this, and this came up, but he suggested to go far and be brief on this, yes.
I said that.
But not like this, that must be come to. That would come to a question. But if he is going to say something, put a knuckle on some Kissinger out, and find him, and get one of those, and stuff, and get the flag, and there's something like three feet. I have come to Washington. I will send help, I will send paid help.
Why don't they do that, we set up, we told them, we're available to read, and we want.
Why did you go to him? I just leave it alone, we're fostered from a region in California. I made it clear that Dr. Kissinger, I give the ranges to establish reading. He would conduct the first reading, and I said, what if this, why did it send here?
Hey, call, talk to Ben, that's a fine, that's great, so I'll appreciate that, we'll get back to you.
I don't think we have any further obligation. Gideon, I'm on 17.
Yes, I'm sorry, I'm just going to have a back question, so I'll proceed with you. It'll leave that much to not, well, so obviously, not to do it, it's not there.
Well, that ain't elsewhere.
Okay, I'm sure, I don't know what that.
I bet he gets it wrong.
Doesn't matter. Well, what Joe was saying, the significant thing about this is that he said he would not vote for President Nixon.
That's what he said, the second thing, he said, after the finally had no objective meeting, and President George meeting, obviously, he will not support President Nixon.
He also said.
He also said.
I did
today?
What the hell?
That is actually a wall back there. That's where you got the Jewish. That'll be number three. I think history's like number one. And also that'll be number two. That's gonna be. Well, you'll have to give him, knowing the action, knowing not the reaction.
And very encouraged by this open education, and we have developed the.
Yes, we expect that majority of other. And appreciate this regardless of the way our intention was, we welcome this. Fight for those. That's good, that's the light.
Right, beautiful.
Tuckers.
Well, that was a joke.
Tuckers. That was a cheap shot. I don't agree. But I'm not gonna be able to do that.
And don't try to. That's one where Kate Graham called down to the city desk and told them how to write it, I'll bet you.
And that's.
That was saying the teachers.
That's what I'm saying. Might remember the first law things. When you say that's political speech before the teachers. Forty-four. That's what they made this one as false.
So I'll object to it, September 23rd.
I have a. It's a great presentation, but I'm gonna, spring it up for people, for people to understand how they fight for their passion, the sense of struggle, and to do something more than that.
It doesn't push national issues to be brought up.
It's a subtle way, I'm afraid, that we have, it's a subtle way to suggest there might be movement, no one's mature, except for the people who be announced as a hill. It's subtly suggests that something about their problem will be.
Five great presents.
You see the picture they.
Yeah, I'm never saying, sure.
Then, you know, one, two, three, four, and then George McGovern.
Actually, it's a national picture.
Sure.
Yeah, sure is. I remember that. Don't look for why don't you worry. That would be a solid tool, but we have. Maybe we're a great condition as well. Yeah, with regard to this matter of the precedent, this is what I'm putting in the analysis. It's very, very. It was just like, I'm just going to solve this. First of all, there's a question about the fact that, you know, there is press bias there, we don't have a lot of choice. That is there, it's a fact. Exists. However, I don't think, and I've talked this afternoon also before, I don't think press is, many newsmen today are somewhat disenchanted and skeptical of the record. They're unsure of the view of his national defense position.
Were they unsure of him too?
Well, I don't know if they were unsure of him in the same way that they're unsure of McGovern. I think they're more skeptical of McGovern on the national defense thing than they think is in response to the question of tax. I think many of them have.
Person was caught. Coca-Cola. Say you're a little bit of a contest. Go ahead.
I think some of them are concerned about the Democratic Party itself. What is happening to the Democratic Party, what will happen to the Democratic Party in the future. It's a combination of all of these forces moving against the president. I think also some of them are a little bit disenchanted, maybe too harsh of a word, by the way, from other people pushing around in the early days, and he dealt with them in the early days, and they have not effectively covered McGovern. Press, I know particularly in relation to Mankiewicz, but they feel that way. It sounded to us so you have this type of an attitude in existence amongst some of the press. Or some of them, of course, deal with McGovern as the answer.
But that's an interesting point. You've got Kennedy press people, Mankiewicz and Salinger, dealing with McGovern press, and you can't treat the press on behalf of McGovern the way you can treat them on behalf of Kennedy. Which they don't realize.
That they can shut off the press. And they love Kennedy so much, but that's okay.
Yeah.
Boy, they can't do it now.
Very definitely toward the end of the campaign, there was a type of
sure.
Press, a public press.
It is, well, of course, it's hard to parallel '68 and '72. We face a situation today, I think, that there is not in existence amongst the press attitude and the press mind of recognizing that, which is blatant anti-Nixon.
Not quite much.
It is very difficult for a reporter to be unabashed anti-Nixon today because of the 3.5 years, what you've done in 3.5 years. No question.
He's not the anti-Nixon.
That's right, but it is very hard for a press man to be just at the gut anti-Nixon. They respect him. There's no question about that. They respect what he's done. They, you know, over the years have disliked us, but they respect him. And this, of course, is a different posture. Not that they disrespected you and totally in 1968, but it's very difficult to do that. I think right now, however, there is not a level of respect for the government. This is why they didn't want anything about the skepticism of this agenda. I think many of them are looking to see whether or not, you know, he has a substance, and many question whether he does. So I think we have that situation. I think as of this moment, we have a wholesome relationship. Proper level between the presidency and the press has been struck. I think we've punctured the carving of the frequency of press conference and so forth by the last two. Because you don't sense that.
I really want to do it. I just couple more.
Well,
three hours.
abruptly moved to starting to have groups enter and that sort of, because I think, as I said earlier, the proper level has been struck. I think rather, we should pursue a strategy with the press of increasing our activity within the existing framework, which is the press conference in various formats, which is the contact on the move, which you've done from time to time, not right now. But you have, in other words, that's about it. I think it's this type of thing that we should do. In addition to that, I think that the key members of the staff, or colleagues, yes, and others, should be more readily available to the press, both by phone and or in the contact, because I think this again permeates the attitude of the press.
Also, as a sense that we have one very good asset in that respect, McGregor, very good press.
Excellent.
He'll do a hell of a lot with them, you know, and he can do socializing with them, because he has no pattern that he has to worry about. He does his thing. He sees, talks to them. He builds up some followers.
McGregor uses Conley.
Yeah, McConley's another one that he uses with Conley. I don't know what to do with Conley, so. Now,
just to continue, I don't think that you should have groups in. I don't think you should have to do that at all. I don't think that you should only give them to first one in the Wall Street Journal, or I think it's a waste of your time.
You're going to have a hard time getting away with that, but go ahead.
I think I'll do that.
Get away with it. If we follow this strategy of increasing the activities within the existing framework, then you don't have the force of pressure to input the interview in the Wall Street Journal.
If you're even handled, how about say, there are so many that we simply can't do it.
You're all right. If you do it, you let that say you won't do it, if you do it, that's the problem. Let me tell you what concerns me, what I would like to, let's get, if we can perhaps get on the first of the things that we know we're going to do. First, I think that starting immediately, we should start the, let's take Henry. Henry is very good in group. He's also very good in person. Talking earlier about how the most person, when they a lot more points, that's a reason in person. He thinks that he's an Englishman here. He can do a lot of good, so with a fellow like John Hart, which is a great surprise to me, but that's good. I would have anybody else in that offer. That's
but he thinks he can or they said he can.
So, now, the question is, in Henry's case, you see, Henry will see the columns all the time. I think what we have to do, I think Henry ought to have a one-on-one with Cronkite. I think Henry ought to have a one-on-one with Chancellor and or Brinkman. No Chancellor's going to be here.
Chancellor, yes.
Fine. I think Henry should have a one-on-one, probably several on
Henry. I think Cronkite would be better.
Well, can he do both? Because they're not
in the board. He should separate. Severide is more winnable. Severide is so full of bullshit that if you give him the stuff, he comes back out of it. He doesn't
know. ABC, I think he should do two also. I think he should do three. And how it's done. Now, the question is, should Henry do people down the line for him? Should he do a Gerald alone? And the other one is, should Henry do a group from CBS? Should we do a group from ABC? That's clearly what. Now, what do we say to that?
Oh, I would think that we should. I think there's
any. But else, you having to do the others alone?
I think we can mix it up. But, you see, what happens if you do a hard case that the region, you don't do a deal with the Gerald, then you have resentment, you know, which is on down the line.
should he do? Should he do it? Should he do the group first?
I would think.
Or do the group, well, I can let A and C, I should do Cronkite before he does the group.
No, not necessarily.
Do the group and then have.
They tell Cronkite that he wants to.
Let Cronkite, let Cronkite host it. Then he can do, I think he can do Cronkite later.
Just see if you can vote.
All right, now, should early do the groups too?
Yes, absolutely.
Should all of the groups, or should you do?
No, I think we're talking more effectively with this contact with the individual. Guy who just wants to get a feel of what's going on. He's really not pursuing the story, but he's looking more for tone and type.
Right.
Bottom spent 15 minutes with a guy, and the guy feels confident, but nothing slipping by.
I can do that on that, but I can't do, I'm no good on the news type stuff.
No, everything is off the record.
The same.
Every one of these meetings is off the record, let's begin with that. Nothing's on the record. Whenever we put Kissinger, for example, on the record, we're gonna put him on the record big, if you're not gonna crap around with something.
Just keep the dog there.
Now.
Off the record, background for the general section of this, just this.
Okay, now, actually, we overlooked it, we've got all these. You ought to sit down and figure out a program involved in common, to program involved, well, if the ones that we want, you see. I think I'm inclined to think Conway is better off. No, you ought to do a group too,
I think he should more individual, I think.
Yeah.
We don't wanna start a pattern that we can figure out.
Conway is better to do, he's the name news. And he's better off to make news than background, he doesn't have the inside story.
See, one thing I.
But he's got the outside story, and what Conway ought to do is, he ought to do some on the air interviews. He ought to do some press conferences with real cover, where he talks about what Democrats are doing, that kind of stuff. And he can do a lot very effectively of picking up the phone, calling Cronkite and saying, Walter, I just wanted you to know what this is, or that was a bunch of shit that you poured out last night, and here's why, and you want us to do something.
See, the group thing, and the individual contact is all right, but it won't make the difference. In other words, it's probably, well, it is less important than the increase in general contact. In other words, in terms of Kissinger's time, the individual group contact is good, but in terms of overall press relations, the long run elimination of frustration and all the rest of the press, general availability of Henry, I would take over the individual contact.
The thing about Henry is to be sure that his time is not sucked up so much by the calls and by
Thomas Roberts or the other fire. Thomas Roberts, Murray Martyr,
some of the
Joe Kraft.
Joe Kraft, you know, that's the thing. You've got to get Henry to come out and say, look, it's millions. I thought it was all. Let's go where the ducks are. So you've got to have a talk with him.
It's worth just spending a little time sometimes with a columnist that'll pick up what he says and play it straight. Like Joe Alsop, like Stu Alsop, like Raleigh Evans.
Yeah.
Because they play pick, exactly what he tells them.
Pick the guys.
Joe Kraft, they're trying to stash it with his own words.
Pick the guys like that around them.
Well, quite frankly, the most important press to us. Those are our Los Angeles Times. I mean,
yeah.
These are the most important press to us because they.
Okay.
They influence.
Fine. That's what I'd like to do. Is see it there. Well, you've got the word on those. You've got the same apparel. Schedule of both of those things in mind to do that. Now, in terms of, let's now talk in terms of what I do with the press. This is going to be a very important point.
what do I do individually, starting point? Well, I think between now and the convention, essentially, I should probably not be marketing. You know, I do a couple of press conferences, you know what I mean? One in the office, which is basically individual contact, and they do that with me. They like that. One on television. And then I have to get to work for it. If you have another view, maybe I should see a contact first.
No, I don't think so, because as I said before, I think in terms of press strategy, we should increase the activity of the network that we now follow. I don't think that all of us.
Before the convention, I don't think we should see the others for another reason. It's going to be looked upon as my changing my pattern. Of not playing politics before the convention. Therefore, let's just decide that now. I don't see any precedent or television people until after the convention. Let's just lay that right out, shall we? Now, after the convention, when I'm in California, for example, I think then I might start to see some individuals. And I don't care what other people are particularly doing, but I should do bronchitis.
My view,
I should not do a group. I'm not going to do a group of CPS, but I should do individuals off the record in the office. Or you agree?
Well, my view is, I don't think you should concentrate on that. Oh. But I think that in terms of a pattern, I agree with two press conferences before the convention. I think you should have a press conference after the convention.
Yeah,
shortly after the convention. Also,
that would have to be in California.
Also, in terms of California, you will have a big press corps with you. Focus on the convention. You know,
of course,
I think it would be good to have the social event, get a feel of the reception and the class. In terms of individual, seeing individual contact, I think some of this would be good. I don't think it's essential. But I think it should be done on a more of a spontaneous basis. Plan spontaneity. For example, someone could go onto the front guy, I'd be asking this view or something. I would say, or I think, if you've got time, I'd be interested in hearing what you have to say on that subject. And then have it move from that on that basis. Or a fellow in the office, like Gene Grisham, or the guy, Frank Cormier, or someone else, we'd be sitting in my office talking. Pre-arranges according to your schedule.
Yeah.
And I could say, yeah, why don't you make that point?
All out of the convention.
That's right. Where then you develop a process of individual contact, but it is not an abrupt change, where we just begin to schedule guys in.
At the convention, you can pick it up. And we'll do it. Yeah. But on the ground, but it's all off the record.
Sure.
That's why you don't want to do a hell of a pumps. Oh, I don't know how to say it. It's up to you if you like to decide.
Well, there are other ways.
beyond in this campaign, any editorial board is gonna either be for you or against you, regardless of anybody or everybody who goes to see him, including you.
And so that way, so that you'll know too, you've got to tell Chris now that we can't do that. What can we do on the board for something that can help us?
Special thing we're gonna talk about today, and we'll deal with Ryan.
What about the topic, probably like the topic of that? Kind of like going to war.
One is, it's not any work of it, because there isn't any option. There's no way to cover it up, so it is a matter of our deciding to sacrifice it.
There's no choice, I guess, there's no choice about it, it's like, please.
That's what they do. Maybe we're thinking of. Serious mistake, there's a lot of people with that. So, if I was to say, you know, that kind of mistake, that's a mistake, I need for someone else. Processes. Depends how far down the line you go, he's currently. But, obviously, you can't be. I guess it's inevitability of being done, that's what I'm afraid. And when he's under indictment, obviously, you can't be.
But what you read, it doesn't get, what I was hoping was a board. Well, it's only, I mean, from his standpoint, sure. So that we do not have to let it go, or it's a, it's not being investigated.
Slump with that, slump with that.
They didn't say why. Who is it that's testifying today? He says,
Mark Porter. The guy who works for him, too.
That's the truth.
I don't understand exactly what his role was, but he was in there somewhere. This is part of the scenario. He's developing the things. Back into this. That's it. Main thing is, the airplane video coming out clean on that thing. Because I think it's to John, which is a big name, Reuters, and I've heard of an entity supporting him, but not anybody else, so that's.
You can't have
Mitchell, is it?
You can't have Mitchell.
department, that's basically the same.
True or false? That's the only place where it has to be. Draw a line. They haven't called them. Grantor?
No.
No, that's it.
The other ones?
The associate, they'll call everybody.
Grantor? They want to call everyone.
Grantor? I don't know how they got through.
Having worked with Bud Grove, anybody goes through.
What are they?
They apparently are not, they think they can keep up with Justice Department. Apparently, they're cooperative. But his advice is that it's probably, it makes sense that you can only cooperate so far, but it hurts if you cooperate too much.
True, because also he should expect people to care about it.
And with advice.
Their clients, who would try to do is, they're watching them closely. Watch surface, but he would surface.
Well, they said they're watching back way, I'm thinking, like, you discover when they're not just trying to catch an attitude or something that they're going to be in.
Which you should.
Cooperate, not just cooperate over here, and they have no grounds for, ever to cover up or. The advantage is that whether it's just because he doesn't want to, or whether he decides he doesn't, but Peterson can't be, I guess the Bureau people, but Peterson, those who does, and don't believe that it'll work at all. And that helps.
First thing they said he wasn't. That's a reason. They probably may believe it, but second, why it's so goddamn important. What is the situation? Mitchell's got to do a lot of stuff today.
Yeah.